And we've got Coach James McCormick with us from the North Carolina Bulldogs. Hey, Coach.
Hey, Mark. What's going on?
Well, fresh off a scrimmage tonight you are, and you had Woodbridge in town. How'd that go?
You know what? We looked all right tonight. You know, we were seeing a pretty good team from Woodbridge, Delaware, some young kids that were fast and got after it. And, we were kind of happy with some of the things we saw, but we know we got things to work on.
Now, of course, you're in preparation of your opening game next week against the Easton Warriors. We'll get to the opponent coming up in just a little bit, but let's talk about the offensive side of the ball. Everybody across the whole conference is talking about the speed that you have in your backfield.
Yeah, we got a couple kids that can run. You know, as far as our depth, we got some good depth, but we got two or three kids that can get after it, I think, with speed-wise, as far as anybody in the county.
Of course.
We'll be all right.
Talking about Rodney Thomas, David Bailey, Kenny Jackson. Let's see, you've got Tay Potts back there. You've got Connor McCormick. Yeah, you have a few runners, Coach.
We got a couple kids, and we got two or three other fullbacks that, and Alan Sadoff, and VJ Mooney, and Z Rochester that will beat you up if you're not looking.
Yeah, so, of course, they'll have to run behind a line. You lost some solid offensive linemen after last year.
We did, and it's always tough when you lose some seniors. You never quite know how kids are going to fill in and step up and do those things. And, but I think we got some good kids that have been working hard, and I like what I'm seeing from them, especially from our tackles, with how they're progressing and picking up the varsity speed. So, hopefully they'll be able to play well for us next week.
And a lot of these kids have been in your offensive and defensive system for many years. I mean, yes, they're in high school for 4 years, but you've had a Pop Warner system that has followed the North Carolina Bulldog way for several years.
Yeah, we've been pretty active with our Pop Warner, and we have a great system down there. Guys that are running are doing a great job. And, the assistant coaches, myself and Colin Joseph and Jody Ward, have been very active with the Pop Warner. Now, we've had young kids that have come through it, but, we went down there a few years ago and said, hey, look, this is what the kids are going to be doing in high school when they get with us, and we'd like to start doing it now. And the Pop Warner is great about it, and they said, okay, let's do it. And so we're starting to see some kids that are coming through now, and you have freshmen, sophomore, and junior classes that have really been with us, and they know our stuff. So it's nice that we don't have to start from scratch and teach everything. These guys kind of know our system. They know our numbering system, how we call things, our defense, and it's just working on the finer points.
That was kind of where I wanted to go with that. It's, you're spending less time on teaching the offense and teaching the defense and spending more time on teaching the fundamentals.
Yeah, and, that's the thing. We've always said, look, you can run a million different offenses or a million different defenses. What's going to win you games is getting your athletes in a good, fundamentally sound position and letting them play ball. And if our kids are comfortable and they know where to line up and they know what checks to make on defense and checks on their blocking assignments on offense, and they can just play ball, it's going to make them that much better. They don't have to think. They just play.
Talking with Coach James McCormick from the North Carolina Bulldogs, they'll open up with a game against Easton at home in the Dog Pound. Let's talk about that defense. One thing that we've heard you say for the last 7 years is you got blue collar kids that are going to line up, and you want them to be physical.
Oh yeah, that's kind of our thing. If you're not a blue collar kid, I always tell kids, I said, look, if you're not blue collar, you're not an athlete. You better pretend nobody will know the difference. And that's kind of how we do things. Look, we're going to line up, and we're going to be blue collar, and we're going to get after it, and just do what we do, and let's have some fun. So we got those kind of kids. We're excited about them. I like our kids. They're good young men. They're coachable. They're fun to be around. So hopefully this will be an enjoyable season, and we can enjoy them and have some fun and maybe win some games along the way.
What is your strength on the defensive side of the ball, do you think?
Well, I think we got some experience. With the last couple of years, we started a lot of young kids. Last year, I think we had 7 freshmen and sophomores starting on that defense at one point. So we got some young kids that are a little bit older that have had a lot of varsity experience that hopefully it'll pay off for them this year.
Did you hear that, Bradley? How many sophomores and freshmen he had on that varsity squad last year? Yeah, and my team goes 8-1.
I know my JV coach wasn't real happy about it.
Coach, you have no idea.
But, you know, that's what you do. You're just preparing to move on up, and that's a good thing. And, yeah, you know, Mike, I know you got a question.
Yeah, Coach, just real quickly, I mean, I know at least amongst us in the media, there's a buzz about North Carolina this year that we expect some pretty good things from you guys. We know that certainly, as we talked about offensively, you're very talented in the backfield there. I know, though, as being a former player and coach, when you practice and all that, you're kind of in a bubble. You spend a lot of time on campus, and you're not necessarily exposed as much to the outside. But do you guys feel that same kind of buzz and those kind of expectations, or are guys just going about their business and whatever will be, but you're going to obviously go out and give your best effort?
Well, I think our younger guys don't really feel that buzz yet. You know, they haven't been listening that much to the media and outside sources. You know, we kind of do our thing. Mm-hmm. What I do know is that our guys are comfortable and they're pretty confident. You know, we're not cocky, we're not overconfident. They're just comfortable with what we do and how we do it, and they feel that they can go out on the field and compete with just about anybody, and that's nice to see. You know, what we need to do as coaches is to say, okay, what's going to make the difference in those tight games? Getting rid of the penalties, being smart, you know, making the little adjustments, doing those things right will make the difference between winning and losing a game, you know, 21-20 on an extra point. And, you know, that gets you in the playoffs or knocks you out of the playoffs, and that's what we got to fix.
Taking a look at your upcoming game against Easton, I mean, let's face it, Easton's had North Carolina's number the last 3 or 4 years. When you look at this Easton squad that you're facing off against next Friday night, what are some of the challenges that you think they present for your Bulldogs?
Well, you know, like you said, though, Easton's had our number the last 3 or 4 years. You know, Matt does a pretty good job coaching over there. His kids run his system. They do a good job with it. What we got to do is figure out, you know, where our weak points have been the last couple of years. A lot of it's formation adjustments with some of the things that they do in our defense. But what it really comes down to is just making those plays when we got to make them. You know, when it's 3rd and 7, can we keep them from getting the first down? Can we force them to punt and get the ball back in our hands? You know, when it's, 3rd and 3 on our side, can we pick up the first down? Can we finish a drive? You know, those are the little things that we've talked about with our guys about finishing drives. You know, and what I've seen from our first two scrimmages, you know, there's obviously a lot of stuff we got to work on. But, you know, when it's time to crank up the intensity, when it's time to get things finished, our guys seem to be making that next step. So, you know, hopefully that'll carry over into the season.
Yeah, last year they had to replace the lights in the scoreboard after Easton and North Carolina played. I think you guys scored, North Carolina scored 48 some, and then Easton ended up scoring 53. So,
yeah, it was over 100 points. Yeah. I know that. It was a track meet. There wasn't much defense being played.
No doubt about that. And we look forward to hearing about that game next Friday night, Easton at North Carolina. Game time kickoff is at 6:30. You want to get there early so that you can make sure you get a seat. Thanks, Coach, and best of luck this year.
Hey, I got a couple guys that want to say hi to you real quick before we sign off.
I'm sure they do.
We figured it was the first one of the season. We might as well get it in there.
Why not? Hey, thanks, Coach. We appreciate it.
All right.
There you go. James.
They're Sweet Caroline rendition.
North Carolina High School. Hi, Winx FM.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hoot Gibson for Bennett. How you doing?
Look at this. Hoot, you tried to rain on McCormick's parade. We just had we just had McCormick on. Hey, can you hold on just a second?
Yep, sure. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, that's all right. We got rid of him. We told him, hey. We kind of knew it was you calling. So, all right, hold on, Coach.
That's great. Piss them off when I play him.
Hold on, Coach. We'll be right with you.